Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Big 12 Nation. Another exciting and unpredictable week in this Big 12 Conference. It is amazing. It never surprises me the upsets that can happen. Obviously, let's talk about the big one, Oklahoma losing to Iowa State. See, to me, in the long run, what ESPN and those pundits are going to try and do, they're going to try and argue that this is the reason why they shouldn't get in, and then they'll argue a reason why a SEC team or a Big Ten team should get in. Now, the way it's looking is that no teams will be undefeated except Alabama. That's the good thing. The Pac-12 has very tough and very competitive, you know, teams. ACC has very tough, very competitive teams. It's going to come down to, you know, who they think. I don't know if Penn State will be able to escape the Big Ten undefeated. So Wisconsin definitely won't, because they'll have to play that Big Ten East team in their championship game. So it's going to come down to the wire this year. I just get scared because y'all know every time they want to leave a Power 5 conference out, they make sure they leave the Big 12 out. So that's really all I'm worried about is with that game. As far as Iowa State winning, I think it just shows how good and competitive this league is. And to me, just like they say in the NFL, any given Sunday, you know, any given Saturday here. So it's crazy, but it's the Big 12. And as Lincoln Riley said in his press conference, it all started when they fumbled that ball before going in and scoring. And then Iowa State took it down and scored. That was it. But, you know, as Baker Mayfield said in his post-game press conference, you know, we got to stop letting games get down to the wire like this. He says, you know, I've been here before. Now my back's against the wall. But, hey, that's how it goes in this conference. You know, it's too many explosive offenses. And this wasn't even a high-scoring game. That's what's funny to me. This game was actually, you know, a reasonable game. But let's listen to some of Baker Mayfield's comments in his post-game press conference.
Totally unraveled from there. Why was that momentum not able to sustain?
You know, I think it's a sense of complacency. You know, it's a thing that we've been talking about. It's not like it hadn't been apparent that, you know, we've let teams come back in games and given them hope. And when you do that to a team that has their backs against the wall, I mean, we know exactly how that feels. It's something you can't do. When you have a chance to bury a team, you have to take care of it. The great teams take care of that business. And so for us, it's about no matter what the score is, you got to do your job every play. And it doesn't matter if you're up by 100 or you're losing by 50. You got to do your job every play.
You didn't seem to have a lot of guys open today. We just seemed that way because It seemed like you were scrambling around quite a bit.
Well, when you drop eight people into coverage, you're going to have to scramble around. And so, for the most part, today, we had guys open on scramble zero every once in a while. And then when they drop out everybody completely, I had room to run. That was very apparent. And then so just on that last drive, they did a better job of covering up and then not giving me a chance to run and get the first down.
Baker, when you lost CD, it seems like you kind of made up a little bit with your legs there for a while. If there was kind of some adjustment period, what was that period?
All right, guys, I'll say this before I hear Lincoln Riley's thoughts on this whole situation. What Lincoln Riley said, I mean, excuse me, not what Lincoln Riley said, what a lot of the other analysts have said is when you look at the tape of this Iowa State-Oklahoma game, there's a lot of checkdowns where it seems like they thought that Baker Mayfield was scrambling around trying to get deep balls, rather than take the four-yard game. Because if you get 4 yards all the way down the field, three downs, that's 12 yards. So I think a lot of people were upset is because once Iowa State got close, Oklahoma was trying to go for the kill shot instead of just checking down, running the clock. You know, you could go both ways. If it would have went the other way, then people would have said, why don't you go for the kill shot? Don't go for the short routes. So it could be criticized. But what happens is, as Baker said, you get complacent. Iowa State, you know, needed a big win. You know, Matt Campbell's first big signature win in his tenure at Iowa State. And this shows that down the road, You know, he'll probably get a contract extension because of this win. He'll probably get a huge contract extension. I don't think they've beat Oklahoma in, you know, at least 2 decades. You know, they had the last time, I believe they said there was nobody alive on their roster. Maybe one person, I can't remember. So, you know, congrats. Let's hear a little from Lincoln Riley, and let's get on to the next.
All right. Very, very disappointing, just our effort today. Thought we were really ready to play. I thought the bye week was really good. And our energy early in the game was good again. You know, similar to Baylor, started out fast offensively. You know, had a couple of stops, had some momentum. You know, we kind of, that 2 games in a row, we get to that point where we've got a chance to really separate in the game, and we obviously did not do that. You know, offensively, we had some critical mistakes. You know, we had a lot of time right before the first half, chance to get down there and get points, so we did nothing. You know, and then they're able to flip it and turn that into a field goal. Obviously, probably the biggest sequence of the game was the fumble down there going in. And then they're able to take it and go 90-something yards to score, and then obviously not scoring there at the end. So did some good things offensively, but did not play well enough. Defensively, the biggest thing that showed up to me, we had two critical penalties that were drive and game-changing type penalties. Oboe had a personal foul, and Kenneth Murray's on the last one. You're getting ready to be what I believe was third and long in both situations, and just giving them a free pass there was just – it was bad football, and then we did not tackle well the entire day. Missed tackles, guys in position, and just very disappointed with our effort tackling. So, you know, when you let teams hang in there like that, and the teams make some plays, they get a little bit of momentum, then you can get beat. And we.
Well, Coach Riley summed it up pretty much right there. Can't be complacent. It's not over for Oklahoma. They still got a chance for the playoff. Congrats to Iowa State. Now I think they actually have a chance to get to a bowl game, but they still got some tough components because, you know, this league from top to bottom is tough. I think their only guaranteed win at this point, and now for Iowa State, is probably Kansas. Everybody else, they're still going to have to fight to the end. But, you know, that's the big one. So we had to cover that first. Oklahoma was the one that was in position for the playoff, and now we'll see what happens with them and TCU. And, you know, people are already saying the two-loss team is going to be the best chance. However, out in the Pac-12, I don't see Washington State going undefeated. They got to play Washington later, and they got to play a Pac-12 championship game. And they just beat USC. So we'll see, guys. But, you know, that's the shocker. And, man, we'll see. It's frustrating because you want them to not have an excuse to keep us out, but at the same time, you're like, I told you this conference was tough. So let's get to Texas Tech, Kansas. As I predicted, and as most of everybody in Big 12 Nation predicted, Texas Tech got a win on the road, and I want to say a big win because I believe that brings Texas Tech's win total to 4 already on the year, so I think they're 4-2. I easily see them getting 2 more wins. They will have to battle Iowa State, but Iowa State does have to come to Lubbock, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong. And, you know, they got some other games that they can win. They can win the Baylor game. So, you know, they need 2 more wins to get a bowl eligible. Hope, you know, Cliff Kingsbury's not going to settle for that. He's probably going to try and go for 8 or 9 wins. But we'll see what Texas Tech ends up at the end of the year. But if they can get back to a bowl game after a disappointing game last year, much improved. I mean, not much improved, but a lot of improvement on defense, then this will be a exciting team, especially for next year. Next year, I could see them actually winning 8 or 9 games. But for them to get out to this start, it's impressive, and hats off to Cliff Kingsbury. Kansas, meanwhile, they continue to lose in ways. I hope they let David Betty continue his contract. Just give him his full 4 years, do the right thing. Let them finish out, and after the 4 years are up, you know, you got Bob Stoops said he isn't coming out, so you got Bo Pelini, you got Les Miles, you got Tommy Tuberville, you got a lot of guys that are veteran coaches that still want to coach, and if you want to go with the young coach, you got plenty of young coaches out there. that are solid coaches that would want this Kansas job to turn around. So we'll see in the long run where that goes. But hats off to Texas Tech. I mean, just phenomenal, putting up 65 points. Serious. Now let's get to West Virginia TCU. And these are two Big 12 teams that I both believe are ranked also. I believe West Virginia was ranked 20-some. Obviously, we know TCU's in the top 10. The game started off with West Virginia taking a 3-0 lead. Then it was 7-3 by halftime. And then in the second half, they fought up and down. Kenny Hill continues to impress me. I mean, the kid is phenomenal. He plays hard. He plays with passion. We're starting to see flashes of him of when he was at Texas Tech. Excuse me, Texas A&M. When he was at Texas A&M a couple years back with Sumlin, when they had the great season that they started out. And I really believe he has done a great job. And a lot of people complain about the transfer role having to sit out. But him having to sit out when they still had a great quarterback was a great idea. And then last year, they were mediocre. They were good enough to get to a bowl game. And that's all that mattered. But that was the year that Kenny Hill, I think, really learned the offense, was last year when they were kind of up and down, mediocre, you know, new quarterback, new chemistry. Now they're back in rhythm, and they look really good. So I just hope that, you know, I hope they can finish. You know, they got to go to Norman. So it's going to be a fight. But we will see what happens, as I said last time. Now, Gary Patterson said some interesting things in his post-game press conference, and he said exactly what we've all been preaching. He said, you know, this is the Big 12. So we got to pack up and do the exact same thing next week. It doesn't get easy. Nationally, people might not take it seriously, but that's the truth. I would really love to see how Alabama will fare. I think they would still do be undefeated, but I don't think they would be winning, you know, one and two touchdown leads easily. It would be a fight. It would be a fight in every game, especially if you're the top guy. I don't care what conference you are. You're the top guy in your conference, it's hard. But especially in this conference, a passing-oriented offensive conference, it's a fight. And I know that Saban's DBs are phenomenal, but they would get tired in this conference. Just my personal opinion. But they get the job done, 31-24. Kenny Hill accounted for at least three touchdowns, so many of the yards for the Horned Frogs. And, you know, they got to turn around next week and do it again. Now, let's go to the next game, and that will be Texas-Kansas State. Now, this went into double overtime. I don't think anybody expected this game to go into double overtime. I thought it would be a close one. I thought Texas would probably win close. But as we know, you can never, ever underestimate Bill Snyder and his K-State Jayhawks. They are just phenomenally coached. And they're not phenomenal athletes, as most people say, but they are coached on an insanely great level. They are developed on a great level. And I knew this would be a fight. Now, the question in this game was, is it bullcrap that they called those two holding calls on Kansas State two in a row? I didn't see them up close. One of them I thought could be questionable. But even then, with the one that they called a holding on, Texas stopped him. So even though there was a hold, Texas stopped the guy at the line of scrimmage, and he only got like a 3-yard gain. So one of them you could say was questionable, but the other one, you know, the Longhorns shut him down. Then the kid missed a 55-yard field goal, and then obviously everybody saw Texas' O-line push one into the end zone, and Texas gets out there with a win. And, you know, that – I believe improves Texas to 3-2 and makes Kansas. Both teams will still make a bowl game. Both teams, I think, will have good years. Now, though, what I want to know is there everybody in the Big 12 has a chance to make a bowl game, I believe, right now, except Kansas. So I just want to know, and even with Kansas is only 1-4 or 1-5 at this point, but they're only 1-4. So I just want to know what is next for this conference as far as now that we're getting closer to who's going to make a bowl game, who's not, or do we really not care because of the things we got going on as far as national championship appearances. We got some great chances for some national championship appearances this year. But if we get that two-loss team, they're going to make it hard as heck for us to get to, you know, get to that national championship. So, crazy weekend, unbelievable. Let's go ahead and go into next week, because next week is week 7, and I believe everybody's had their bye week and everybody's playing next week. So the first one, TCU at Kansas State. Kansas State upsets somebody every year. Y'all just saw what Iowa State did to Oklahoma. Don't be surprised if Kansas State pulls this one off and has all of us with our hands over here like, my goodness, this league. However, the logical pick, I'm going to pick TCU to win this game 31-17 over Kansas State on the road in Manhattan, Kansas. However, I'm sticking with TCU. However, I feel like if K-State wins, they win by field goal last second or in overtime. Now, let's get to the next game, Kansas at Iowa State. Iowa State's got a lot of confidence coming off a big win. They got a home showing. House is going to be packed. House was packed last week when they played Texas. And then this week they just went on the road and they found a way to beat the best team in the conference, let alone one of the best teams in the country. Iowa State's on their big high. Iowa State 49, Kansas 10. Or Iowa State 55, Kansas 21, something like that. Texas Tech at West Virginia. West Virginia is a great program. Texas Tech is a solid program. They're both about even match teams. So with this one, I'm going to go ahead and give the home team the advantage. And I'm going to say West Virginia wins this one 42-45 or like 51-48, somewhere like that. Two tough teams, two great offensive teams, straight up Big 12 play, and I give the edge to the home team, West Virginia. Now, the Red River Shootout, Oklahoma versus Texas. Oklahoma is pissed off. Texas and Tom Herman are still trying to prove themselves to everybody that they've turned the corner. This one is going to be a nail biter. And I'm going to say this one goes into overtime. Probably a bold prediction, probably stupid on my part. But I say this one goes into overtime, and I feel like the guys at Oklahoma are mad enough and focused enough that it'll be hard for a little while, but I think that honestly they will finish it. I think they will finish it this week. And they get this win somehow in this rivalry because they know what's at stake. They know they still have a chance. Texas, however, will fight them in the first half. Oklahoma will make adjustments, and I think this time in the second half they'll come out and execute, and they find a way to win in overtime or late in the fourth quarter by 3 points. This is a goofy game. I want to say – let's say Texas 28, Oklahoma 31, or Oklahoma 34, Texas 31, something like that. That's what I'm going to go with to score that game. Baylor at Oklahoma State. I believe Baylor had a bye week. They had some time to get rest up. They will compete. They will fight. I think they will give Oklahoma State a little rough ride for the first three quarters, but Oklahoma State will pull away. Oklahoma State wins this game 49-21, somewhere in that range. All right, guys, this has been Big 12 Nation Podcast. Great conference. Fun weekend. I love this conference. Hopefully we get a chance at a national title shot or get into the college football playoff. If not, you as Big 12 fans, y'all got to realize you're watching some great, you know, just great college football, great history every weekend, phenomenal excitement. And before I go, let me go ahead and do my top five, because now they're going to switch it out because obviously Oklahoma lost. So I saw some of the national media's response to the loss. I'm going to go number one, Clemson, because they're still national champions and undefeated. Number two, Alabama, obviously. Oklahoma was number three, but I'll put Penn State at number three now. I'll put TCU at number four because I'm a Big 12 nation guy. And then at number five, I put Washington State. They're undefeated still, and they beat USC. Some people may say you should put another ACC team there, but that's what I'm going with. Big 12 Nation, week six, week seven right around the corner. Can't wait. Everybody enjoy this football season. All right, later.